Good evening. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Lenten worship service. The scriptures that I will be reading shortly are as follows. Isaiah 49, verses 8 to 13. John 6, 36 to 51. And my sermon text, Matthew 26, 57 to 75. We will follow the order of Vespers, which is found on page 41 if you're using the hymnal. And we begin, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Our responsive psalm reading is Psalm 51, and that is found on page 134. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, the only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all mine iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering, and with whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. So far. The readings, the first, Isaiah 49, verses 8 to 13. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourselves. And they shall feed in the ways, and their pastors shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he hath had mercy on them, and shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains away, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from afar, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. So far. St. John chapter 6, 36 to 51. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me and not believed. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him that sent me. And this is the will of the Father which sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Then the Jews murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, he came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat the manna in the wilderness, and they're dead. This is the bread which came down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
Thank you.
My sermon text this evening is Matthew 26, 57 to 75. My sermon theme is the firelight of hell. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and then he went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and the elders of all the council sought false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At last came two false witnesses, and they said, "This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days." And then the high priest arose and said unto him, "Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee?" But Jesus held his peace. And then the high priest answered and said unto him, "I adjure thee by the living God, tell us whether you be the Christ, the Son of God." And then Jesus said unto him, "You have said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven." And then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He hath spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" And they answered and said, "He is guilty of death." Then did they spit on his face. They buffeted him. Others smote him with the palm of their hands, saying, "Prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee?" And Peter sat outside of the palace, and a damsel came up unto him and said, "Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied before all of them, saying, "I know not what you're saying." And when he was gone out to the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied him with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a while came another one unto him and said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them. Your speech betrays you." And then he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I know not the man." And immediately the cock crew. And then Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, "Before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. So far. It was sometime after midnight that Jesus was taken captive in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was first taken to Annas. Annas was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest. Annas and Caiaphas undoubtedly occupied separate wings of the palace. And now that Annas has had the preliminary hearing, Jesus is sent to Caiaphas, and now the real trial of Jesus begins. Caiaphas, who tries to intimidate Jesus, says, "I adjure thee by the living God, that you tell us whether you be the Christ, the Son of God." "I am," falls from the lips of Jesus. He declares himself to be the Son of God and the Savior of the world. "What further need do we have of witnesses?" said Caiaphas. And by a vote declares that Jesus is a blasphemer, therefore he is guilty of death. Now these men were the most important teachers in the Jewish church. Yet instead of being careful, they quickly and without hesitation condemn an innocent man to death. But while Jesus was being unjustly accused and condemned, something else was going on in the courtyard. After the sentence had been pronounced upon Jesus, he was made the object of abuse by the guards. They spit on him, they struck him, they blindfolded him and asked him to tell them who it is that struck you. But it seems that our Lord's suffering must even be increased, not only by what his enemies were doing, but also by what his friends were doing. There in the courtyard by the light of the fire stands Peter. He had followed Jesus afar off, and there is no doubt that love prompted him to follow Jesus and to see what would happen. And now, as Peter stands there in the light from the open fire, we see how the light of his love for Jesus begins to fade and dims completely. Standing there by the fireside, he was warming himself with the fires of hell. Did he not know that he was in the camp of the enemy? Did he not know that this was exactly what Jesus had in mind when he told Peter how Satan had desired to sift him as wheat? Did he not realize that this might be the occasion to which Jesus referred when he said, "Before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times"? Peter, you are warming yourself with the very fires of hell. You are associating yourself with the forces of evil. Your time for watching and praying was back there in the garden when your master asked you to do so. But there you failed him. You were tired. You fell asleep. Has he asked you to follow him here? No, he has not. Then why are you here? Get away from that fire. Get away from that courtyard. Go while there still is time. Oh, Peter, what are you doing so close to the flames of hell? And look again. As he draws even closer to the flames, a maid, a mere girl, a doorkeeper, she sees Peter and accuses him of being one of Jesus' disciples. Well, Peter begins to cringe. He denies that he is a follower of Christ. And how weird to hear the sound of a rooster crowing at that unusual hour. Does it arouse Peter? No, he simply gets further away from the fire. Perhaps he will be unnoticed. Peter, what has come over you? About an hour passes when someone said, "Yes, your speech gives you away. You're a Galilean. You are one of his disciples." And then Peter began to curse and to swear, saying, "I do not know the man." And immediately the cock crew. And Jesus turned and looked to Peter. Jesus, who no doubt was standing by a window which opened into the courtyard. Satan was shifting Peter as wheat. And Peter remembers the words of Jesus, and he went out and wept bitterly. Gone now are his pride and boastfulness. Only shame and sorrow remain. But also an overwhelming desire and yearning for forgiveness. He did not despair like Judas. He knew the Lord would forgive him. His faith in Jesus was strengthened that Easter morning when the women did as the angels told them, namely, tell his disciples, but be sure to tell Peter that he is risen from the dead. Well, we too must focus our eyes upon him who is the light of the world. Let us hasten to him. Let us do as Peter did and make a full confession of our guilt and sin. And let us not trust in ourselves. Let us not permit pride in our accomplishments lead us to the courtyard of fire. Let us not follow Jesus only afar off. Let us not permit the lamp of modern compromise with the world weaken our faith. But let us rather follow him who, though was denied, did not reject the denier. Because we too have denied him. We have trusted in our own strength, wisdom, and skill. But if we are honest, we must admit that these things have only drawn us closer to the fires of hell. Let Jesus look at us. Go to his word, into the church where his honor dwells, and we will have pride and peace always. Amen. If you would, please, in your hymnal, turn to the bottom of page 42 and move over to the bottom of page 43. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. At this moment, let's turn, if you're in your hymnal, to page 16 for confession and absolution. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the Lord be with you. O God, from all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works to proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that we, being defended by thee from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And blessed be the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.